Blog Talk Radio.
You are my God, all in you healed me. You are the Lord who is my healer. You sent your word and you healed my diseases. You are the Lord who was my healer. You are my God, oh, and you healed me. You are the Lord who was my healer. You sent your word and you healed my disease.
Hallelujah. Well, good day. This is Ann Winter here at the Zoe Radio Network. That's my song of praise this morning to the Father, because He is my God and He healed me. And there is nothing, there is no disease, there is no infirmity of long-standing, short-standing, fatality, levels of fatality that He cannot heal. Hallelujah. Welcome today. We're going to talk today about two words that are a key to receiving divine healing. Divine healing. Healing by the power of God for your physical infirmities. God is. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:6 says, He who comes to God must believe that He is, that God is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Those who come to God must believe that God is. Oh, thank you, Father. God is. If you just stop right now, whatever you're doing, or you may be driving a car or just whatever, stop your physical activities if you can't. Stop inside yourself, your mind, your emotions. Even right now listening to me, just stop and say inside yourself. Don't say it out loud. Say it inside. God is. God is. Hallelujah. Say it again in yourself, or say it out loud now, a light whisper. God is. I don't know what you experience when you say that, but what I experience is an immediate awareness of Him, that He's right here. He's with me. All of a sudden, He who is with me, I have entered into being with Him. There's a connection that takes place when I say those words, God is. Do these two words, God is, relate to receiving healing? Well, you must begin with these two words. God is. God is present everywhere. Omnipresent is the theological word for it. All the time. So if you wake up in the night and you have an attack in your body, if you're working, you're cooking, you're cutting the grass, you're hoeing the field, driving your car, any time of the day or night, there is no time in which God is not there, in which He isn't. He never takes time off. God is omnipresent. Hallelujah. So the moment that you have a need in your body, open, prepare to receive His healing power by just saying these two words, God is. Because the symptoms have a voice too, and they want to speak very loud. Paul said there are many voices in this world, and they are all vying for your attention. And pain has a very loud voice. The names of diseases have a very loud voice. The knowledge that you can find on the internet in searching out information about your, quote, symptoms can have a very loud voice. And so we must make these two words, God is, bigger than all those other voices that are vying for your attention. So that's why it's so important for you, when you're wanting healing in your body, to stop, when you're needing healing in your body, to stop and say, God is. And don't say it like a parrot, just mouthing words because I've said to. No, say them from your heart, your inward man, that core of your being, where the Spirit of God lives, where God connects to you. Mean it with your heart. Let Him know that He's real to you. You're turning toward Him as your healer. God is. Hallelujah. You know, I teach a lot on spirit, soul, and body. And I have a little formula, if you want to say it. How we learn in school, our ABCs or our times tables or whatever you want to call those things. And here it is. I am a spirit. I possess a soul. I live in a body. According to 2 Corinthians 5:17, what kind of spirit am I? If I'm in Christ, then I am a new creation. The old moral and spiritual condition has passed away. The fresh and the new has come, and all things in the new man are of God. And according to Galatians 2:20, who is that new man on the inside of me? It is no longer I that lives, but it's Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Simple. Keep it simple, saints. Get some things that work for you and keep working them. You don't have to look for new tools. When a hammer works, just keep using it, because as you keep using it over the years, it ages and your hand gets more comfortable with it. Oh my. Today we have so much available that we are so busy ever learning and yet never learning, never being becoming proficient with one of the things that we've learned that we found that works for us. So I use that, especially if I'm in a spiritual warfare of some kind, to remind myself that in this warfare with the enemy, I'm a spirit, but I'm a new creation. I'm superior to him. And the one who lives in me isn't even I that's facing him. It's the Jesus in me facing him. And Jesus defeated him. So he cannot, there is no way that he's going to be able to defeat me. So why go through that? when I'm dealing with a temptation, test, or trial. But here we're talking about divine healing. And I just wanted to share that to tell you, you just need a few little things. One being to start needing healing in your body again. You're needing a touch from God. Just start with those words. God is. And then, because again, Hebrews 11:6 says, he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Well, what is the reward you're wanting? You're wanting healing in your body. So you need to do the first part of the verse in order to get the reward of healing. Do it every time. Start with God. God is. Then I say to myself, does God have healing to give me? Probably most of the people that are listening to this broadcast have already been taught that healing was included in the redemptive work. But maybe you haven't been taught that. And that is an issue that you need to study out and settle in your heart. So the question, does God have healing to give me? And then you say, yes, you already know. If you've been taught healing, you already know the answers to these questions. But what you're doing, you are getting your mind in agreement with the faith in your heart. The mind is full of yabbits, I could call them. Instead of rabbits, yabbits. Yabbits. Especially when you've got the doctor's reports, you've got the symptom, the body, you've got all these other voices talking to you, and all the other voices start with yabbits, so-and-so. So you need to pull your mind into agreement with your inward man. Does God have healing to give me? Well, the mind says, well, yes, he does. Because I've learned, the mind will say, I've learned, by his stripes I was healed. Himself took my sicknesses, bare my infirmities, and by his stripes I was healed. And you go, good mind, you got that. Then the next question to ask the mind is there anything that God cannot heal? And the mind will respond and say, well, no, because in the Gospels, I see Jesus. He's healing the blind, the cripple, raising the dead, the leper, the woman with the issue of blood. There wasn't anything that Jesus didn't heal. You go, good, good. Now you're getting it. See, you haven't even got to the receiving of it. You're getting ready to receive. Kind of like if you want to say it, if you go to the hospital for an operation and then they prep you. Well, you're prepping yourself. Does God have healing to give me? And is there anything he cannot heal? Then stop and think. God present with me in the person of the Holy Spirit. In the person of the Holy Spirit with me is healing. The Holy Spirit is the virtue that's going to heal me, that's touching my body. Let me say it that way. The Holy Spirit is the virtue. I want to take the word going out. The Holy Spirit in me is the virtue that heals me. No praying for healing, no begging for healing, no hoping for healing, no babies. In receiving healing, you have to get past praying for it, begging for it, hoping for it, and maybe I'll receive and maybe I won't. In your preparations for receiving, go past all the no's. Healing virtue is in God, and God is present with and in you. If the virtue's in God and God's in you, then the virtue to heal is in you. How is God in you? He's in you by the presence of his Spirit. The virtue is in the spirit. God is in the spirit. The virtue that heals is in the spirit. So if God, the Spirit, is in you, if you've been born again and God, the Spirit, is in you, then the virtue that heals is already on the inside of you. You don't have to pray for it. You don't have to beg for it. You don't have to hope for it. You don't have to wonder if maybe you'll get it. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that dwells in you, will also quicken your mortal body. Healing. Hallelujah. So, your part then is just to open and receive. Healing is simple. It really, really is. The mind wants to make it so difficult. The reasonings, the yowbots. It's so simple. Just open your heart and let the virtue that is on the inside of you start flowing. A lot of you have been through the Divine Healing Technician training that Curry Blake gives in from John G. Lake Ministries. Well, he teaches when you take a hold of someone's hands, release the healing anointing into them for healing. He said the healing anointing doesn't come down from heaven. It comes out of you. Well, if it comes out of you, then that means that it's resident in you. And it's resident in the God who is in you. He is. Oh, he never wanes. He never fluctuates. I am that I am, he told Moses. The power resident to deal with anything is in the inside of you. If you go to pray for a person, most of the time, it isn't a lack of faith, really, that God is and that God can do it. The reasonings in our mind choke the flow. But just as you take a hold again, as you would take a hold of another person, and you've learned to sense the anointing going out of you, it works the same way for you. You just may not sense it. Now, you could lay hands on yourself, and you could maybe feel it that way, but you may not sense anything. That's why, ultimately, faith is the release. It's the valve that opens. But anyway, going on. Everything God is everything God is present with you. When you say those two words, God is. I love it. Everything God is present with you when you say those two words. That's why in receiving healing, start with these two words. God is. Does God have healing to give me? Yes. Is there anything he cannot heal? No. Is the person of the Holy Spirit with me? Yes. Then the virtue that heals is with me, in me. I don't have to pray. I don't have to beg. I don't have to hope or think maybe. I'm going to open my spirit and begin receiving. God is. Healing is. Present tense. Notice again the tense of the word is. God, not will be, not God was, but God is. He who comes to God must believe that God is. Present tense with you in all that he is. Everything God is present with you when you say God is. Everything God is present with you when you say God is. Again, notice that word is present tense. Who did God reveal to Moses that he was? He said, I am that I am. He is the God in the now. He's the God in the now. If you're not in the now, I am being healed. I am the healed. I am receiving healing. I am, then you're not where God is. If you're not in the I am tense, my need is being met, is being met currently. The power of God's flowing, arranging things for my needs to be met. He gives me this day my daily bread. He gives me this day, present tense. He forgives me my debts as I forgive my debtors, present tense. Saying God is healing in the present tense. That's another reason why it's so important to start with these two words. God is. Because then it doesn't put healing off in the future. It brings it right down to the now. Because where God is, healing is. When I was receiving healing for cancer without treatments or surgery, other than to remove the cancerous tumor, I was recommended to have everything else done, chemo and all that stuff. The Lord told me, he said, just go have the cancer taken out and trust me. I've lived these, what I'm talking to you about. This is how I did it. I started facing down the big C by saying, God is. Hallelujah. And asking these questions. Does he have healing to give me? Is there anything he cannot heal? And my answer was yes, he does have healing to give me. And no, there is nothing he cannot heal. So what is cancer to him? What is tuberculosis? What is AIDS? You have to put the disease up against God. So when I was receiving then, I went into the receiving mode for a year. The Lord said, don't talk about it for a year. This was in 2012. For a year, I went into the receiving mode, and I made sure I stayed in the receiving mode. That was the biggest battle, to stay where God is, in the now. Healing is now. I'm healed now. I'm receiving healing now. The Holy Spirit is quickening my mortal body now. Any cancer cells in my body are dying now. That was the biggest part of the battle. Because when a symptom would come up, when I'd have a fear hit me in the night, you're not healed. You know the doctor told you you can't feel cancer at work in your body. You're probably full of it and don't even know it. You were stupid not to do everything he wanted you to do. But I kept going back to these basics. God is. Does he have healing to give me? Is there anything he cannot heal? And also, the verse that I always stood on, Romans 8:2, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. When I wanted to draw on the virtue, the woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made every whit whole. I just had to keep my connection connected. So when I wanted to draw on the virtue, I always started the receiving. The receiving now. I start just like plugging into an IV. I started the receiving by thinking, God is. Hallelujah. And immediately this put me into the consciousness of victory. But it's another thing is because of what I've been taught about who God is. Exodus 15:26, I am the Lord thy physician. Saying God is in the middle of your test, your trial, your struggle, your symptoms, your pains. Saying God is puts you on God's side of the equation here. Saying that for that year, I still say it. brought my soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's where the battle rages even more than in the body. But saying, God is, brought my soul into the realms of receiving from the power that raised Jesus from the dead. So important to get your soul on the right side of the equation. When you exercise your faith for a virtue flow, get your soul on the God side, the healing side. Oh, it's been dragged around enough through the mud of the world. The world wants to keep your soul on its side. Whose report are we going to believe? God's focus on you is caused by your focus on Him. When you say God is, your focus goes to God. That's why it's so important that you get quiet inside when you say that. You know, your body is going to go where your inner man goes. The inner man being the spirit and the soul. And the spirit wants to lead the soul the realms of receiving. So that's why it's important that you get quiet when you say those two words. God is. When I'd lay in my bed at night and fear would want to hit me, I just say to myself very quietly, God is. And then I'd say the rest of the verse, and He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Thank you, Father, that I'm the healed. Thank you, Father, that by your power every cancer cell in my body dies in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the good report. Thank you that with long life you satisfied me. And I would actually see the virtue of God, because you don't have to beg Him to release it. You know, think about the vine and the branch. The branch doesn't have to beg the vine to give it some sap. Just receive. It's not as hard as people and worldly knowledge and religion wants to make it. Honestly, it just isn't. Start with these two key words, God is. And where God is, healing is. Because healing is in God. Just receive it right now in Jesus' name. Just open your inward man and receive. Say, pour it in, Father. I just receive it. I just receive it. Body be healed in Jesus' name. Blindness, you go from me in Jesus' name. Stiff limb, you be loosed in the name of Jesus. And then begin to move your arm. Begin to move your arm. Pain, you go from me in Jesus' name. Pain, go in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for healing in that sore back in the name of Jesus. And then bend over. Do something. Show God that you're cooperating with the sap of healing that He's pouring into you. You know, the woman didn't beg Jesus to heal her. She just said, if I can touch but the hem of His garment, I will be made every whit whole. And the minute that she touched Him, virtue flowed. God hasn't changed. He still is the God that lived in Jesus' day, still the same today. God bless you. Join me again here on the Zoe Radio Network. Remember to practice these little key, that little key. God is, even if you're tempted about sin, God is.